Ever take a leap of faith and hire a marketing agency to boost your dental practice, only to feel like you are paying for activity rather than actual results? You're not alone. Here's the thing. It's not you. It's a structural issue in the world of dental marketing. So let's talk about why this burnout pattern keeps repeating and what you can do to break free from it. Think about it this way. Many marketing agencies face a scaling problem they don't like to admit. As they grow, they often hire junior staff to manage the workload overflow. And then, those staff rely on templates. That same ad setup used for a clinic in Calgary suddenly gets recycled for another clinic in Edmonton. Even worse, a strategy used for a personal injury lawyer gets shoehorned into a campaign for a general dentist. It's not about bad intentions. It's a business model problem, one that rewards signing new clients more than it does retaining them. And that's exactly where most practices get stuck. They experience strong first impressions, get dazzled by reports filled with impressive sounding numbers, and then a quiet slide into mediocrity by month four. Now, let's dive deeper into those metrics. Ever been impressed by a report full of impressions, clicks, reach, and cost per click? They sound good, right? But here's the kicker. None of those numbers directly translate to a real person actually booking an appointment at your practice. An agency can meet every single benchmark in that report and still leave you with zero growth. The only number that truly connects your marketing spend to practice growth is the cost per booked appointment, tracking from that very first ad click to a confirmed booking. Problem is, the average dental practice converts fewer than 50% of inbound leads into scheduled appointments. So, if you're only tracking clicks, you're missing at least half the picture. And if your current or previous agency didn't set up that crucial tracking, they're unlikely to fix it with just another phone call. It's reflective of how they're structured to operate, right? So here's what that looks like in practice. Specialization matters. There's a world of difference between a generalist agency and one that truly specializes in dental practices. A dental-specific agency knows that someone searching for an emergency dentist open now needs a completely different response compared to someone browsing for implant options on a leisurely Saturday afternoon. They understand that Google Business Profile visibility within a 5-7 kilometer radius of your clinic is crucial for attracting local patients, not just broad national rankings. They also get why a cosmetic patient's decision cycle might take weeks or even months longer. That kind of insight doesn't come from a generic template. It comes from working inside real dental practices, managing real budgets, and analyzing real patient behavior. It's not something you can fake. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, okay, but why should I trust you? You shouldn't, at least not yet. Trust in a marketing partner should be built on what they actually show you, not just what they claim. In our chats with practice owners across Canada, the ones who've been burned the hardest were typically sold a package before the agency asked a single question about their practice. That's a red flag. The right first conversation should be focused on questions like, where's most of your new patient flow coming from right now? Or what percentage of people who call or fill out your form actually book? And how does your Google Business Profile visibility compare with the practices closest to you? Agencies that skip these questions and jump straight to a prepackaged recommendation? Well, that's a signal worth noting. What else should you be asking before you hire anyone? Glad you asked. Before you sign on the dotted line with any dental marketing agency, consider these questions. Who will manage your account week to week, and what's their background? How do they track booked appointments, not just leads or clicks? Can they show you a Google Business Profile result from a practice in a market similar to yours? And what does their reporting connect to in terms of actual new patients? If you get vague answers, rehearsed pivots, or responses that circle back to traffic numbers, take note. Precise, practice-specific answers are what you're after. Remember, not every agency will be the right fit for every practice. Results depend on your market, your current online presence, your service mix, and even how your front desk handles inbound volume. An agency that skips that nuance and sells you a one-size-fits-all approach hasn't earned the conversation yet. So, why do so many dental marketing agencies underperform? Well, most grow by adding clients faster than they build dental-specific expertise. Accounts get shuffled to junior staff, and reporting focuses on activity metrics rather than patient acquisition outcomes. It's a cycle that doesn't benefit your practice. The most important metric for dental marketing? Cost per booked appointment. It's the only number that directly connects marketing spend to practice growth. Everything else is secondary until that's tracked properly. And how is a dental-specific agency different from a general one? It's all about understanding patient intent, local search behavior, appointment cycle differences by service type, and the role Google Business Profile plays in local dental visibility. That understanding changes how campaigns are built, not just what they say. Should you trust an agency that runs ads saying dentists shouldn't trust agencies? Only if what follows is honest, specific, and focused on your actual practice situation rather than a fast pitch. The ad might catch your attention, but the conversation that follows will tell you if it's worth continuing. All right, let's recap. Dental marketing has its pitfalls, and many agencies get stuck in a repetitive pattern of signing new clients without delivering meaningful results. Numbers like impressions and clicks are easy to boast about, but they don't equate to new patients. Look for cost per booked appointment as a true measure of success. Specialization in dental marketing isn't just a fancy label. It's a crucial factor in understanding the unique needs of dental practices. Before hiring any agency, arm yourself with the right questions and seek out those precise, practice-specific answers. Remember, trust is built through action and results, not just promises. If you're considering a change or just want to chat about your dental practice's marketing, book a free strategy call at northmedia.org. And hey, don't forget, new episodes drop weekly on Spotify. Catch you next time.